Hurricane Sandy recovery is slow. Today is National Day of Prayer in the U.S., and a community Bible experience takes root in Latin America. Find out how you can get involved on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 6 months after Superstorm Sandy devastated the eastern coast of the U.S., recovery still going on. Billions of gallons of sewage are part of the cleanup, too. Touch Global Crisis Response Director Mark Lewis says their teams are working with church partners in Staten Island, New York, and Galloway, New Jersey. It's slow going. Tens of thousands of people remain displaced.
They're waiting on a number of different issues. Flood maps need to get redone, building permit processes, decisions even individual families have to make about do they even want to return.
Many of the families they're helping struggle with being caught in limbo. Suddenly, waiting in line becomes a chance to share Jesus. Listening to a homeowner's story becomes a chance to invest in someone's life. They're all gospel moments.
There's a lot of people that are out there that are looking for light and hope. And when the church can be real and relevant, and connected in a very intentional way with the community in a time of crisis, it gets noticed.
Meanwhile, it's the National Day of Prayer in the United States. Central to today's theme are ongoing attacks on the country's religious freedom. Although Christianity was vital to the nation's founding, says the National Day of Prayer Task Force, that's not the case today. It says atheists and anti-religion lobbyists are constantly attacking America's Judeo-Christian foundation. Pray God will move through the petitions of His people. There's more at our website. This is Mission Network News. American pastor Saeed Abedini has been thrown into solitary confinement in Iran's notorious Evin prison. Through a statement from the American Center for Law and Justice, family members say they're concerned that the repeated torture and abuse is resulting in organ failure. Abedini's been sentenced to 8 years for his faith. He's been pressured to recant, but refuses. Pray that God would sustain him. Want to help encourage him? Find out how at missionnetworknews.org. Next, community Bible reading is making strides in Latin America. Elias Yepes of Biblica says the Community Bible Experience, or CBE, is perfectly suited for their culture.
We love getting together. And if we can get together around speaking about the Word of God, that works perfectly for us.
Biblica's Vice President of Engagement, Paul Caminiti.
This allows people to then, in groups, in an eight-week period, to read the entire New Testament. And it's having remarkable results, especially in Latin America.
So far, over 60,000 people from eight countries in Latin America read the New Testament as part of CBE. Biblica is hoping to see even more growth this year. Will you pray?
We can set the sails. We can create the programs. We can create community Bible experiences. But it's the wind of the Spirit that's going to move this along.
Learn more about the Community Bible Experience at missionnetworknews.org. And as many college students are finishing up finals and getting ready to graduate, many ministries are gearing up for summer mission teams. Paradise Bound Ministries' Dan Smith says Guatemala has a huge need for teams in the area of housing and medical needs.
As each group comes down, the group will start and build usually four or five homes in 3 days. We have quite a process that takes place with that, but the groups will actually come in and start those homes, be able to finish them, dedicate the homes, and present the gospel of Jesus Christ inside those same homes.
Smith says providing medical care in rural areas is also important.
These are some of the remotest villages in Guatemala. We have 4x4, 15-passenger vans that get us out to the villages, get us back, and many times we do get stuck. It's difficult to get out there, but if we don't reach them, nobody else is.
Smith says sometimes entire families and villages come to Christ, even some team members. Seven teams are headed to Guatemala beginning in June. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's CD, Hymns for the Christian Life, with your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you one. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.